I sit and I watch, and I sit and I watch, and I sit and I watch. I go back inside and I stack the shelves and I stack the shelves and I stack the shelves and I check the time and I stack the shelves and I stack the shelves and I check the time and I stack the shelves and I stack the shelves and I check the time. It's break time. I go outside and I sit and I watch and I sit and I watch and I sit and I watch and I flick my fag and I sit and I watch and I sit and I watch and I sip my coffee and I sit and I watch and I sit and I watch and I flick my fag and I sip my coffee and I sit and I watch and I am so fucking bored. The monotony of this monstrosity brews a fair amount of ferocity, and I vocalize it with some velocity. Stacking shelves whilst drowning in curiosity, questioning my self-inflicted animosity, and honestly, feeling like just a passing novelty. But more modestly, the boredom flows melodically, though periodically, it rages and blossoms into a chronically deformed angry monarchy, polished off to look like mahogany. An uglier me stands in my place, commands my face, and unable to win, changes race. He doesn't want a right, he doesn't want a fight for what's right, and sometimes this plank of personality seems too tight. Any job other than this has the overwhelming ability to consistently remind me of our fragility. These are the facts of a nation. Makes me long for breaks and relaxation that are plagued with the same monotony as what my job is to me. Because eventually we crave boring. Live boring lives in boring dives. Had a boring day at work, have a boring night at home. You've worked hard enough. Don't read the book, don't write the book, don't give a fuck. You're on the hook, take away, don't cook. Quick getaway duck, before you return to your glamorized crook of a boss, because whatever race you're running now, you've lost. The misery that I'm entangled in that pushes me to get mangled. I've been rushing around in wangled things. Tried looking at it from a different angle. The kings of the corporate world have strangled me and wins and left me dangled over the bins. Looking for food in the penny shop, convincing myself that I'll never reach the top. It's easy for misery to have this ability to take over your life, change what you want, change who you are. So look up at a star, get out of your car and fly, but don't forget to say tar. Because fuck Tesco, fuck centre parks, fuck retail, fuck restaurants. It's never too late to change race. Just make sure that you know who's controlling your face and you know what you want. So type it out in the biggest font. Get in your best running gear and say a big fuck you to fear. Just don't sit and watch. Because you didn't grow up wanting to be a cashier. But if that's good enough for you here and now, then fuck what I'm saying too. Because all I'm trying to do is let you be the best you.